Thank you so much. It is Mike and Kim, and we're honored to be with you right now for the good stuff. Let's talk cattle a little bit here. Ranching, breeding, markets. It's all agriculture. Ever wish you had just one place that you could go for your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead. Tri-State Livestock News. It's TSLN.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
Well, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is going to be winding down this weekend. There are still some activities for you, like the Western Art and Sale. Some other activities that are going to be going on through Saturday and Sunday. Music concert with, of course, coming up, Ian Muncik, on this tonight, matter of fact. So you could probably still get tickets for that at the Kierstead Center. Check it all out at blackhillstockshow.com. Kim, what are you doing today?
I'm going to remind everybody, don't quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and debts are high and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a fellow turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem the worst that you mustn't quit. William Murray Angus. I think a pretty popular, pretty famous poem, wouldn't you say?
Been around for a while. Most people have probably heard that at one time or other, but it's always good to hear it again and think about it a little bit. So the other day I started sharing some interesting shower thoughts, and I have about three more of those that I want to share with you today. One of life's greatest tragedies is that either you don't get to see everything that your kids get to do with their lives, or you do. Lego, L-E-G-O, is commonly cited as an early inspiration for engineers. This single company has most likely influenced the designs and manufacturing of all physical products available today.
Good point.
A lot of those people started out with their Legos.
Yep.
Years ago, it would have been like Lincoln Logs and
right,
stuff like
exactly.
that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right, one more. Seeing a bear cub is more dangerous than seeing a grown adult bear. Just some interesting shower thoughts for you to think about.
I got a trivia for you.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yep.
Okay. Who is the single largest tire producer in the world?
Yokohama. I don't know.
Lego?
Oh, the tires for their Lego mechanical stuff.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
They're the single largest tire producer in the world.
Well, there you go. I learned something today.
There you go.
Do you have something else to share today?
Sure, I do. I've got some more unspoken rules. Should we work on that?
Yep.
Julie French shared this, and I think there's some pretty solid advice here that people should be taking very seriously. Some are already going, yeah, we know that. Use headphones for personal audio.
Can I add something to that?
Sure.
Don't sing along out loud.
Oh.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Oh, that broke my heart. Okay, I have to go now. We'll talk to y'all later. Flush in public restrooms. Sound advice. Give up your seat to someone who needs it more. Don't leave someone hanging in a handshake. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Always ask before you bring a guest. In plenty of time.
Yes, give them fair warning.
Yes, yes. If you break it, replace it. Don't leave hair in the shower drain. Let people exit an elevator before you get in the elevator. Clean your crumbs after eating and don't hover over someone's phone screen.
Oh, yeah. That's been a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Those are just 10 of the 50 unspoken social rules. Now, they are unspoken. Julie French sent them to me, but I am speaking them.
If you have something to share like Julie did that, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.